The Nicene Creed says that we believe in baptism for the remission of sins. Does that mean we believe that we're baptized and our sins are remitted? No. I say I love these creedal questions. And I think people say to me, why do we say baptized for the remission of sins? Well, two reasons. One, because we're a historically rooted church. We're one of the reasons why we do the confessions of the faith is we're a confessional church. We're not a Christian. We didn't just start this church and buy the property 3 weeks ago and say, hey, we're Christians. We're an organic outgrowth through the centuries of the apostolic church as it's gone through history. And the Nicene Council, of course, is the first ecumenical council. It's really the great creed of the ancient church. Now you go, well, that's not the way we would have said it. Well, no, I admit. So we do not mean we're baptized, and because we're baptized is remission. Now people say we shouldn't say that. I'm like, hold on, Charlie, because he's quoting the Bible. That's a quote from Acts 2. So you can't rule out the language when it's in Acts 2. We just have to teach what it means. And there's nothing wrong with that. This is why we don't say descended into hell. By the way, I didn't do that. The church was already not saying descended into hell when I got here. I looked at it and I said, I love it. Because you almost can't find a biblical justification for it. Hardly anybody knows what it means. They give arguments that are not persuasive, and I wouldn't have had the guts to take it out myself if you said descended into hell. But since the church already, which I think is a Dabney thing, and so my point is, we need to know what we mean when we're saying these things. They need to be demonstrably biblical, and we need to teach what they mean. We mean baptized with reference to the forgiveness of our sins, baptism, which is a symbol for the forgiveness of sins. And you go, well, why didn't we write it that way? Because we didn't write it. And we shouldn't be shocked that the 4th century church had modes of expression that were different from ours. Now, if you say to me, are you mean to tell me that no one back then believed in baptismal regeneration? No, I'm not going to tell you that. But that's not what that means. They're quoting the Apostle Peter. Baptized for the remission of sins is what Peter said. We are a Catholic church. See, he did it again. We're not Roman Catholic. Catholic, we're the one universal worldwide church, and so we're connected to that. We want to manifest that connection, and so we say creeds that require a little bit of explanation. That's the explanation for that one.